96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright. I'm delighted that you've tuned in. If this is your first time listening into the show, the Happy Hour is 1 hour of pure positivity. What do I mean by that? We have so much goodness going on around this country, throughout the world, but particularly here in our own community, but we don't get to hear too much about it. And so this show is solely dedicated to talking about the goodness that exists around us, simply because we don't hear too much, and I just wanted us to have our hearts lightened. So again, thank you for joining me today, and I hope you come back next Saturday. Now, I hope you all caught some of those events that we had today. What I did is that I've shared on our on my Facebook page, the WhatsApp channel, that I post all of the different activities that I know of that are happening on this island. Now, quite a few of the back-to-school initiatives happened today, and if you still have time, you can catch a few of them. So the annual Gambier Back to School Jam is happening right now until 4 o'clock. And that's there in Gambier Community Park. And that's with the Rotary Club of West Nassau and the Rotary Club of Old Fort. Another one that's happening today, I'm trying to find it. And actually, no, before I get to that one, the Bel Canto Singers are having an audition. And that's on August 31st at 7:30 p.m., and you can check out their page for more details for that. I wanted to share this, and this is ahead of time. There's going to be a virtual digital literacy event. And there's a lot going on with AI. There's a lot going on with digital literacy. And this one is by the Rotary Club of Nassau Sunrise. This is for September 16th. And yes, I know that's more than 2 weeks away, but I want you to mark your calendar. And this is going to be on Zoom. So check out the Rotary Club of Nassau Sunrise for further details. Amar Pearson, Brooke Green, Shervin Evans are going to be speaking, and the moderator is Aaliyah Evans. There are several back-to-school initiatives going on where you can enter you or your child. One of them actually has the student, the teacher, and the parent. You can all enter to win something. So again, check out the WhatsApp channel that I have. Share it on the Facebook page for the Happy Hour, and you can check all of that out. Thank you to everybody who supported the Jeannie Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group yard sale earlier this morning. Again, Duquesa Dean is one of our co-hosts here on Guardian Radio, and so we really appreciate your support. Now, outside of that, and I think this is, let me see when, well, it doesn't say when it stopped, but Toastmasters Club, this is First Bahamas branch of Toastmasters Club 1600, is also having their 15th annual Neil Percenti Back to School Jamboree. That started at 12. It's at Union Village Park. And, well, it doesn't have an end time, so I guess they're going to go on ahead with that. I wanted to share just a few of the fitness events that are going on. Yes, we're at the end of summer, so a lot of those are going on. Shout out to the Ministry of Health and Wellness for their wellness pop-up that happened this morning. That was pretty cool. Providence Advisors is having a fun run walk with all proceeds going to the Bahamas Kidney Association. That is happening on Saturday, September the 25th. And then you can check out, sorry, the 26th, and you can check out their page on how to register. They have beautiful QR codes. I believe I've also shared that on our page, our Facebook page. We're going to hear a little bit more about that, but the J. Henry Bostwick. Y'all can hear I ain't had no cake today. I need sugar. Anyway, J. Henry Bostwick Fun Run Memory Walk is happening on September 19th, and this is with the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association, and we have them today as a guest, so they're going to tell us more about that particular event. The Run Bahamas, which is scheduled for the 31st of January, and that is a marathon, but they also have a half marathon, the 10K, and the 5K. It's open for registration. You want to catch that before the prices go up. Genesis Warhawks, this is the Genesis Junkanoo organization. They're having a mental health awareness fun run walk on Saturday, October 3rd. So check out their Facebook page for how you can register. Now, this is a bit different than some of the things that I have shared before, but the University of the Bahamas is actually having a conference on trauma, healing, and social transformation in the Bahamas. They're covering things like, what does trauma feel like in our bodies? What does it look like in our communities and environment? And what happens when we can heal? This is happening October 1st through 4th, right there at the University of the Bahamas Library in the auditorium. But they're also taking you offsite to the Clifton Heritage Park as well as Primeval Forest. So in this four-day conference, scholars, artists, cultural activists, scientists, therapists, and healing practitioners will be sharing their wisdom. Nyambi Hall Campbell Dean is your keynote speaker for that. We have all of these beautiful things on the different pages. Check them out. There's always something to do. I know you all keep saying, some people keep saying, not everybody, that there's nothing to do on the island. I promise you there's something to do every weekend. So check the page. And if you know about any events, particularly those that are events for our nonprofits, please let me know. I want to highlight them. And if you want to come on the show, please let me know so I can schedule you. Now, I had a beautiful mental health segment set up for today, but I got a notice earlier this week that Joshua Cartwright, he is a guidance counselor over there at St. John's, but he's also a mental health advocate for young people. He's going to be coming on the show. And so I'm going to let him take the entire time just to wind us down into the school year and to give us some tips on how to de-stress, but also how to keep calm in our everyday lives. And no, it's not just for our students, it's for everybody. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a full show today. We have two groups in here. Well, technically, we were supposed to have three, but we will have two today. And next month is, drumroll please, Alzheimer's Awareness Month. There are lots of things happening, and one of those things is a joint project by the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association and the Rotary Club of South Ocean. They're having a caregiver seminar on the 5th of September. That is Saturday coming. And I know y'all tired of hearing my voice, so we actually are going to introduce one of the members of the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association, and she's going to tell you a little bit more about that after she tells us, well, what is the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association? What do they do? What is the disease, and how can we help? So without further ado, if we can please have my guest introduce herself.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Dr. Indira Grimes. Thank you for having me on the show, Deandra. How are you doing today?
I'm as good as can be, and thank you so much for being here. Now, y'all have a full month, I feel, of activities planned coming up for September. Mm-hmm. And I've looked at your schedule. I think it's just so full. But tell us, what is the association? How did you form? And why did you form? Tell us a little bit about the disease, because, you know, y'all heard her say she's a doctor.
So the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association was formed in 2020, just around this time in 2020, in the midst of COVID, under the leadership of Wendy Poitier Albury, who saw the vision and need, along with other leads, to start this association. The association came into effect with a few persons volunteering to be a director, and then we gathered membership through different social media outlets, and we have gained quite a bit of traction in being advocates for Alzheimer's disease and all types of dementia, as well as supporters of caregivers of those persons caring for persons or living with dementia. And so that's our main role. We feel that we are also a non-governmental organization that advocates for regulation, legislation, and policy that supports those who are living with dementia. And we're not just talking about those diagnosed with it, but those families and carers who support those with the diagnosis.
Now, I know that this is one of those things that impact our society at large, with quite a few persons that have felt it themselves, or their families have, their friends have felt it. Mm-hmm. How has the impact of the association been within the community?
We feel that we have had a significant impact. We have a WhatsApp chat that is growing daily, where persons are added on as caregivers. We've been, as I mentioned, in effect since 2020. Every year we've been doing awareness events, and this year is no different. We are trying to, again, get seats within governmental organizations to help push for a national dementia plan, as well as other policies that can support persons living with dementia. So I think we're always in a state of growth, and I think we are getting increasing our presence in the community almost on a daily basis.
And on a daily basis, again, because, ladies and gentlemen, this is a disease, and I like how Dr. Grimes ensured that we knew that it was not just Alzheimer's, but all forms of dementia, because there are many versions of this that impact our friends and our families. Now, you've been around, this is going into your sixth year.
Right.
You've been doing lots of activities. You're working on policy, regulation, and legislation, but you're also in the community providing support.
Yes.
To our folks. Tell us a little bit more about how does the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association do that?
So as we're doing in the month of September, we support caregiver support seminars. So as you mentioned, we're having one on September 5th. But we also support virtual caregiver support webinars, and they happen every month, and they are advertised in our WhatsApp chat. So it's not just once a year that we do caregiver education and support. But this is the big one in September. It is happening at Grace Community Church on September 5th, and we're having speakers come and talk about dementia and helping topics on how caregivers can optimize what they're already doing so well, as well as having some companies come and display what they can offer caregivers to support their journey in caring for persons with dementia.
Oh, it sounds like a full day.
And refreshments will be served.
Listen, of course, you'll know if she said it tings, they can have tings. Yeah,
we can have tings. Listen. We have prizes. It starts at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It usually goes for about half the day, so finishes sort of mid-afternoon. Mm-hmm. And it has been well supported. It has been well supported in the past. And
you're so partnering with a pretty amazing organization, if I must say so myself. You know, I think those of you who tune into the Happy Hour on a regular basis, you know that I'm a proud member of the Rotary Club of South Ocean. And joining me now is Miss Karen Thompson, all in her beautiful Bahari. Let me tell all you, well, you are streaming, so they could see you. But joining me in studio right now is Miss Karen Thompson of the Rotary Club of South Ocean, who is partnering with the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association and bringing this on. And we've also had a third person join us in studio right now in the form of Ms. Deidre Maycock. She's a volunteer with the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association. We're very pleased to have them all here with us right now. Karen, tell us a little bit more about the event that's happening on Saturday, the 5th of September.
Good evening, all. On Saturday, the 5th of September, starting at 9 a.m. in the morning until about 12, I know Dr. Grimes had mentioned touch base on most of it, but here, the Rotary Club of South Ocean, we are partnering with them, and we have an exciting seminar that's going to happen. I think this is this is my second time attending it, but mm-hmm. this is like the third or fourth.
This is at least the fifth seminar we're having.
Right, and Last year I attended, and it was very informative. Lots of information, not only on talking about the dementia and Alzheimer's and caregivers. We also had lawyers there who talked about what you need to do or what you find the relatives need to do, especially with persons with dementia, and they have wealth that nobody looks after, but everybody comes after it when they go through this period. And we also had the Zumba there to help us to relax a bit and to exercise. And, of course, she mentioned that there's going to be things. we have, like, about 7 or 8 vendors. They're not selling anything, but they're just letting us, informing us about their businesses and what they offer to us, caregivers, and to patients with dementia, and some giveaways. Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear you say something that's very important for the people listening. How much all this costs?
It's only $5.
Okay.
Registration. You can register on site if you haven't registered already. So you can come on down. Bring everybody. Bring Grammy. Bring Auntie. You know, the disease is nothing to be afraid of and embarrassed about, because it happens. It's happening in almost like every family. And you need to know what's going on and to recognize it early so that you can get help where it's needed. So come on down, everybody. Bring everybody down there. It's at Grace and on Saturday, next week, Saturday.
So this Saturday coming.
This Saturday coming.
So 6 days away.
Yes.
Wonderful,
yes.
Wonderful. Now, how has the...
Can I just put a plug? Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course.
And like you said, yeah, it's very informative, it's very relaxing, and you get things, you know, and then you also get to move, because one of the things caregivers don't do often is take care of themselves by going out and exercising. So they give you an opportunity to appreciate that you can just turn on the radio and do your little stuff with your Zumba, because Coach Myra, I think that's...
Yes, Myra Farquharson of Moves with Myra.
She will give you some moves, so you can just go ahead and do your little thing while you're taking a break for yourself. So it was really a good seminar and worth coming to.
Right. The interaction, too, with other persons that you can share with and you can learn from them, because everybody experiences different. I'm a caregiver also. I have my mother. And I have others that I look after. And every experience is different. But we can share with each other as we get there. And you can learn also from the good doctor and the lawyer and everybody else there to take care of these people.
Yes.
That is a brilliant thing. We actually have a phone call, so I'm going to need you all to put on your headsets really quickly while we take that. Good afternoon, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm right here. It's hard to hear you all. I heard the producer very well, but when he switched to you, I still have the same problem switching to you. But, you know, it's so nice to hear you all talk about all the good stuff. I'm so sick and tired of all the negative stuff that we go through all week, week in and week out, all the negative, the politics and all that stuff. You know, sometimes it's nice to hear the good stuff going on.
Exactly.
You know, even with this Alzheimer's and dementia and all this type of thing, we got to also talk about our health.
Mm-hmm.
The early health, before the signs start, the eating the proper foods and this and that, that might avoid this. We don't know what causes it. They're still studying it and investigating it. And just like cancer, they've been studying cancer before we were born. And they haven't found a cure for that yet. But I wish I could find a group of people that do something what I consider one of the most healthiest things in this country. If we could get together and every family member either moss or graft or grow a tree, a fruit tree, and from JFK all the way to the airport on the sides of the road, we could plant fruit trees for behemoths. Like in the old days when I was growing up, on a Sunday you going out with your parents, you could stop on the side of the road and pick sea grapes and pigeon plums and sapodillas and mangoes and stuff. And now we just got palm trees and crab grass, what nobody could eat.
Yeah, that sounds like a cause that I feel like you have the passion to lead. I like that. We can make this happen. But no, truly, our diet is completely important to us. And I would prefer for us to hear more from a medical expert on those things so we can have another show about how we can use what exists inside our Bahamian community, like our local fruits. And how can we support local farmers? Did y'all go down to the farmer's market on Glaston Road today? Have you picked your sugar bananas recently? What are we doing? I just saw some juju. I don't know how somebody's tree is in season. I thought it wasn't juju season, but maybe it is. I need to find these people. But back to the matter of hand. This seminar is $5, and you're going to be hearing from your doctors, possible lawyers, other experts inside the field, but also you're going to connect with other caregivers inside the space. And I think, as we've heard from Dr. Grimes, having that particular community to know that you are not alone in what you are doing for that loved one, for that family friend, is quite important. You're going to have the opportunity to dance. And when I tell you, because Myra is my friend, right? So when we wanted to put this together with the Zumba, she was hesitant. And I was like, no, they're going to love it. When we went there, they did not want to stop dancing. It was such a beautiful sight. It was a beautiful sight to see. And sometimes we forget that movement really is medicine. And sometimes that's good for our mental health. But now I want to go back. I think Deidre is now going to tell us about some of the other activities that are going on for the month of September. I think starting off with that fun run walk. And that is the J. Henry Bostwick Fun Run Walk happening on the 19th of September. Are you ready to walk, Deidre?
I am so ready to walk, and I just want everyone, if we can have every Bahamian family that has, and even not Bahamian family, that's been affected by Alzheimer's, come out and join us on the 19th of September. That would be awesome. The event is the J. Henry Bostwick Casey Fun Run and Memory Walk. Now, the reason why we have the J. Henry Bostwick Fun Run Walk, Memory Walk, is because, you know, last year, I had, one of the pet peeves that I have is that persons have family members who are diagnosed with dementia, mm-hmm. and they keep it a secret. They do not talk about it. They do not let people know that their family members are affected with dementia. They hide them away. And to me, that is not healthy at all. I think we need to just get away from doing that. But the reason why it was dubbed after J. Henry Bostwick is because Dame Janet Bostwick, she expressed at an event that I was attending that Mr. Bostwick had dementia. And, you know, it's to me, that spoke volumes. Mm-hmm. It spoke that it's time to start talking.
Right.
This man is a renowned personality, mm-hmm. and people would think that you would not mention that he has dementia, but she was forthcoming with that fact. And so I said, there is a prominent figure who's willing to speak about this disease that is mm-hmm. affecting everybody. And I think because she's willing to open the door, I think having the walk in honor of her husband is a good thing. And so that's why we started having the J. Henry, the organization.
Yes, of course.
The organization thought it would be fitting to have it in his honor. And I will tell you, the message, the more persons who participate in any of our events is an indication of the fact that the information is getting out.
Yes.
So we had a good number last year, and we're expecting an even better amount of persons registering for the war.
And you'll have trophies for first place. You also have medals for second and third. Right. Your categories are under 19, 20 to 39, 40 to 59, and 60 plus. And you can register at fourseasonsracemanagement.com.
Right. Exactly. You're quite right on all the information we shared. Yes. And
there's a church service, I believe, too.
Yeah, there is a church service, and
it's at Bahamas Harvest Church.
Okay.
We are not confirmed on the time, but we know we're going for a morning service either 7 a.m. or 9:30.
Okay. And that's the 20th of September.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, the Sunday day after the walkathon. Yes.
All right. And then the last thing that I see is that y'all are going to have something on World Alzheimer's Day itself.
Yes.
That's the 21st of September. Yes. What is that as we wrap up?
So it's a candlelight vigil ceremony at the 66 Steps. Mm-hmm. It's usually a beautifully laid out ceremony. Mm-hmm. And it starts at 6:30. And there we encourage, again, families, friends of those living with dementia to come and support. We take the time to remember those who are living with it, mm-hmm. those who have passed. And again, it's to bring awareness as well as to remember persons and honor them for the journey they went through living through the disease.
Listen, that is so touching. And with the work that you all do is so needed in the community. So thank you so much to the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association for everything that you do. And one more time, because we need to hear it from South Ocean, why is it important that you partner with organizations such as the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association and getting the word out there, but particularly for events such as the Caregiver Seminar happening on Saturday, the 5th of September?
You know, with Rotarians, one of our motto is service about self. And we partner with them because it's a service about self. We are reaching out to the nation with persons with dementia to come down and the caregivers to come down. This is an opportunity that you don't get all the time, but you get to network with everybody who's there. And we encourage the Rotarians to come, all hands on board, to come out there and assist wherever is needed. So it's going to be a great day, not a good day, a great day. Mm-hmm. And it's going to give us a good healthy tips because we also have blood pressure testing being done, mm-hmm. like a little survey
wellness checks
thing,
going
right,
on, yes.
happening and stuff. And, you know, healthy food. It's good to get out. And like we say, get out, get healthy, get moving.
I love that. We want to say thank you again. Is there anything else that we missed that we need to mention? Are we good? Excellent.
Just attend. And come and participate in all of our events.
That's and all of the events. They have something going on almost every week in September. So make sure to follow the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association. You're on Facebook. Are you on Instagram? Where can they find you?
Well, we have a website. Okay. So they can follow all the events on the website. And we are on Facebook as well. Yes.
Excellent. And likewise with Rotary Club of South Ocean, I believe you're on all social media platforms.
Yes, all. Because yes. Just me alone, I posted on my status, on Facebook, everywhere I could have posted it.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Rotary Club of South Ocean, the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association, telling us all about what's happening next month, which is Alzheimer's Awareness Month, but particularly for the Care for the Caregiver Seminar happening next week, Saturday. That's this coming Saturday, 6 days away. They're at Grace Community Church. It is $5 and you get to enjoy tips from experts in the field. We're talking legal advice, we're talking medical advice, we're talking all of the things that you need as a caregiver to safeguard and support you and what you do. And of course, they have the tings. They're going to have Zumba. It's a beautiful time with beautiful people because we appreciate all that you do for those with Alzheimer's. So make sure to follow the Rotary Club of South Ocean and the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association for more details about these things. And let's get out there and help them do their work. It's much needed. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we're talking with the Bahamas Literacy Association. When I tell you, things are happening on this island and there's so much goodness. And I'm happy to bring it to you. Don't leave me. We'll be right back.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive, in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
Try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Bahamas, get ready. Strictly Speaking with Earl Thompson starts Monday, August 31st at 2 p.m. 2 hours, Strictly Speaking, from Nassau to the Family Islands. Strictly Speaking is your voice. We will have exciting guests. We will talk politics, cost of living, culture, and community affairs. No filter, no fair, just strictly facts. Monday to Thursday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Strictly Speaking is your voice. Strictly Speaking.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hello and welcome back to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright, and we want to say thank you again to the Rotary Club of South Ocean, as well as the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association, for coming on the show earlier to tell us all about what's happening during Alzheimer's Awareness Month, which is happening in September. Please, if you know a caregiver who is taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia, please sign up for that caregiver seminar that's happening Saturday, the 5th of September, that's Saturday coming. It's only $5, and they get to get exposed to medical, mental, legal advice, as well as they get to move. They get tings. It's a beautiful time, and they love it. So please, let's try to help them, because they're doing so much work for us. Now, going back to another great group doing lots of things. Y'all got me happy on this Saturday, because the caller done say he been hearing positive things. He liked my show. I love that, because y'all is listening to me and don't call me. So I don't know if you love me or not, but anyway. I have the Bahamas Literacy Association here in studio. I don't know if you've heard of them, but let me tell you, this group has been so very active, and they impact almost every educator in this country because, well, if you can't read, what are we doing in school, right? Literacy is much needed, but we also need to do much more work. And these are the people behind the scenes, in the front of the scenes, all around the scenes, doing the work. So I want to welcome to studio Laquelle Johnson. She's the vice president of the Bahamas Literacy Association. And we got the money woman here too. We got the treasurer. We have the treasurer in studio, and her name is Sharon Scavella. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves to you all so we can learn a little bit more about, well, who are they before we get into, well, what is the Bahamas Literacy Association? So again, Vice President Laquelle Johnson and Treasurer Sharon Scavella, welcome to the Happy Hour.
Thank you.
All right, Madam VP, you know protocol.
Okay. Thank you for having us on your show. Yes, I'm Laquelle Johnson, a proud 21 educator in the Ministry of Education.
As in 21 years?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, if y'all are tuned in online, y'all could see this lady doesn't look a day over 30. Like, come on now.
Yes, I am Vice Principal of Doris Johnson Senior High School, and voluntarily I serve as the Vice President of the Bahamas Literacy Association. I'm one of the founding members of our association. I wear a lot of hats, and I love education. I love teaching. I cannot see myself doing anything else, so this brings me great joy to be able to volunteer and give back to my country. And that's me in a nutshell.
That's a pretty big nutshell. Miss Scavella.
Well, I am Sharon Scavella, and I'm a retiree.
I feel like I need to have some sound effects. We got to clap for before you retired in that space where we all want to go so we can have lots more free time. What were you doing? And I know you're going to say, are you going to say teacher?
Yes, but I worked at Ministry of Education for my last few years. Mm-hmm. I worked as the administrator,
okay,
or the organizer of the National After School Literacy and Numeracy Remediation Program until I retired. And they roped me in,
mm-hmm,
and since then I've been working with the Bahamas Literacy Association.
But how do you think you could escape that if you were facilitating the after school literacy program? Like, what do you mean?
Yes.
But before you got into that, were you also a teacher within,
yes,
the system for how long? Tell us a little bit more.
Lord, I taught English and literature, of course, at the high school level for quite a while. And I became an HOD for English at a given school. And after that, I went into the Ministry of Education.
So you've been in this game for quite some time.
Quite some time. Over 40 years.
Listen, there you go. That was the number I was waiting to hear. 40 years. I am not giving y'all numbers to play. That is not what I meant by that.
Yes.
Now, tell us a little bit more. What is the Bahamas Literacy Association? Why did y'all get started?
Yeah, so the Bahamas Literacy Association is founded by the best, some of the best educators in the country. Our president, Dr. Ruth Sumner, would have assisted with creating a program at COB at the time, 2011, and we were a cohort. We were the first cohort in the masses in reading an inclusive education program. And some of us were so inspired by Dr. Sumner's zest and zeal for literacy, and our eyes were literally opened by what we were learning, what we were growing into, learning about what international countries around the world, were doing with literacy. And so we decided at about 2017 to start an association. Dr. Sumner, myself, Dr. Janelle Cambridge, Jeter Williams, and Rajanik Smith, we're the founders. And we started with maybe less than a dozen persons. Now we are 70 strong.
What?
In our membership, yes, today.
And that's mostly
with the
teachers.
Best primarily, but we, wow, also have other persons who are part of our association and wonderful partners and sponsors as well. We just so
y'all
blessed.
Y'all on a move?
Yes, we are.
Oh, wow. Y'all hear this? The teachers, them say they continue doing work, mm-hmm, outside of their working hours. Now, you got to understand,
yes,
they are volunteering,
yes,
to help teach our kids to become more literate, meaning that they can read,
yes,
and read better,
yes,
you know, in their free time. So thank you for what you all do.
Yes.
How you're impacting not only in the classroom, but after school, on the weekends. I mean, y'all lie on a Saturday talking about
holidays,
this program.
Everything, yes. No,
y'all don't have a day off. Y'all are the angels among us. Now, we've heard about the history. We've heard about the purpose, right? But tell us a little bit more about the why it was established outside of the program for the intention within the community. What are you seeing with our literacy numbers? Why is this impactful?
Well, I'm an educator for 21 years now. And so in the classroom space, I was, of course, have varying degrees of students with different abilities. And I was feeling at the time that I didn't quite have all the strategies that I needed to reach my students. And that was a common thread among all of us who founded this organization and are continuing to fight the fight. We are supplementing what the Ministry of Education is already doing as it relates to helping fill the gap as it relates to literacy. So
right.
The why is that we know that based on graduation rates generally, we know based on national exam rates generally, that we have quite a bit of students that are being left behind. And we, as an association, we are also providing professional development because there are a lot of teachers that don't know necessarily how to teach reading. They're excellent teachers of their content, but teaching reading is like going to an eye doctor. You have to be like a specialist to get to I call it the prescription, the heart of the matter of the child for the individual needs. That's not something that all teachers are equipped with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the why. We want to get to reach as many students as we can.
Excellent. Now, you're also, you're trying to reach the students, but you're also reaching teachers. And I think you have several programs and initiatives. And of course, we like when teachers are highlighted for the work that they do. Yes. And one of the things that I know the association for is for highlighting those teachers that have been making an impact in regards to literacy in their classrooms. And this program actually attracts teachers all around the country. So, Ms. Cavella, could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, that is our Literacy Teacher of the Year program. And what we do is, you're quite right, we hopefully we attract some of the best teachers who use literacy skills in their classrooms in order to impact their students.
Now, of course, I got to ask that question. What is a literacy skill?
Literacy skills are skills, they're reading, they're skills that assist students in reading or reading better. Some people read, and then some people can read better.
Right.
So it's not limited to non-readers. It's not limited to non-readers. They're also, because they're very high-level skills sometimes. So so students who that teachers think are really performing, sometimes they can perform even better. Yes.
So it's helping our high flyers fly higher.
Yes.
But also those that are still on the ground to learn how to spread their wings.
Yes.
I love that. Okay. Yes. Now tell me a little bit more about the program that y'all just had, because, you know, I saw something about a Teacher of the Year situation. So what was that all about?
You want to take that?
The Literacy Teacher of the Year, because, you know, time is short, but the Literacy Teacher of the Year Gala is an innovative, brand new initiative to highlight, yes, it's a competition, basically. And so we have this year, yes, this is our third year of carrying on this initiative led by our wonderful coordinator, Mrs. Shadale Mackie Cooper. And I forgot to mention our other two board members, Dr. Amanda Bethel. And we also have Ms. Lynette Gibbs-Carey as well on our board. And they are all working in various capacities. But this year, yes, we are on our third year. And basically how the competition works, the teachers have to present a portfolio. They have to do an interview. And these are teachers who, I said, are going above and beyond. They're working in literacy in the community, in their churches. And we just want to highlight, like, we got a big pageantry and all the fluff, like the red carpet, like the Met Gala type of atmosphere, type of thing. And yes, at the end of the day, they're crowned Literacy Teacher of the Year. There are five overall winners. And then we also have categories, because the teacher in the high school has different needs and so forth than the primary school teacher, even on the family island. So we even have a family island category, primary and high school. So we have four categories as well within that overall, those overall winners.
I got a shout out, Ms. Anthea Knowles. From Long Island.
She did win the category for the Family Island. So she would have been, last year, she would have competed with the other Family Island persons who were in there as well.
She did well. And she's actually going to be doing a webinar, I think,
for
the association as well.
And we're trying to pull out a lot of them are so shy and they have all this know-how and knowledge. So our association is also a platform for them to bring these expertise to their colleagues as well.
No, y'all are doing a lot. And I think y'all have heard me say to my listeners on the show that these organizations that are doing so much for our community, well, they need money to make things happen. And a part of that is fundraising. And, you know, Ms. Cavella is the treasurer. That's the money woman right there. So, but I know Ms. Johnson, she got all of the energy. So between the two of them, they're going to tell us about a fundraiser that they're having. I think that's also Saturday, the 5th of September. That's next week, Saturday. Saturday comes 6 days away. Y'all are having this big event, so tell us a little bit more about that. What is happening next week, Saturday?
Let me go ahead. Yes. Okay. All right. Before we mention Saturday, we just have to definitely say that we have been doing this for a very long time, our association, and we have a lot of sponsors, definitely Life of Key Foundations. Rotary East Nassau has been sponsoring Summit, the Gaming Board.
Somebody Insurance.
These are persons who are, these are companies, organizations that have been ongoing providing our support. And of course, we have other Rotary's, various groups that also provide volunteer and help. So we have to definitely say a big thank you to them. However, we have to also be independent and help ourselves. Right. And so that's right. where this fundraiser comes in. And so it's Rapid Generation. That came from a concept from the members themselves. Okay. We did a little poll to see what they wanted, and that's what they wanted.
So it's a democracy?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love that. Definitely. So if you were born in the 60s, you're going to rep the 60s. You're born in the decade of the 70s, you're going to rep the 70s. It's at St. John's next week, 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And we have Mighty Pencil as our DJ, and okay. we're looking for just come and unwind, have fun. We're going to have a great time. And the proceeds definitely is going to support our Literacy Teacher of the Year Gala and our free tutoring program. We do provide a free tutoring program.
Okay.
We expected to have about 200 children in our program, but it's so amazing that when you provide something free, the doors just don't come knocking down so much. But do provide free tutoring every Saturday from 12:30 to 2. We're getting started again.
And that's in like different schools or in a particular place? Or
It's open to whomever, any public, but Ms. Cavella could speak to that.
What we do is we have a registration drive. And once that is done, we, of course, inform parents that they can bring their children in at a specific time. Mm-hmm. And this time, we are going to be doing what we call an assessment. You know, you have to, I told you, we are like doctors.
Yeah, I
we have to assess. Yes, we have to assess them. Mm-hmm. And our assessment, we have it slated for the 12th of September.
Right around the corner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this assessment is also helpful, right?
So
parents, teachers, everybody knows.
It shows us where the children are at. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we'll be able to fashion a program for them.
A program? You mean like for the tutoring program?
Tutoring, yeah. We have to do, we're doing literacy training. Mm-hmm. So it has to be almost individualized.
So how do I sign up for that again?
We have a link.
There's a link on your page?
Yes.
Now, how can people get in contact with the Bahamas Literacy Association?
I can give my number.
Is that a public number that people have?
Yeah. Oh, my number is all over. I get calls all the time.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I want you to call Leandra and be like, I gave up my number on your show and now.
that's quite fine because we know it's hard for people to access. We don't have a website as yet, but it's 436-0109 for more information on that or any of our other initiatives. 436-0109.
Nice. Now, going back to this big fundraiser that y'all are having, and folks are coming dressing like in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I wonder, y'all
even
gonna have
some teachers in the 2000s. What? Like some so young.
Oh, wow.
Really young teachers are coming up.
So from what I'm seeing right here, so it's the Ultimate Dance Fundraiser.
Yes.
And it's many generations, one shared mission. So music through the decades. Y'all going to have generation dance-offs and games?
Of course.
What? Yes. Are there any prizes for the generation dance-offs?
Yes.
So if I saw break dancing against somebody who do win, dolly golly.
Definitely. Prizes and surprises.
Okay.
Yes.
There's a Best Generation Representation competition.
Yes.
And memories that live beyond the dance. Oh, y'all going to have like a photo booth and all that good stuff too?
Yes, we would like to. We would definitely like to. Yes, we want to make it as big as this. Our first time.
Really?
And so, yes, it is.
Okay.
So we hope to make this a huge success.
All
with
right.
the public's help.
And it's happening at St. John's.
Yes.
Doors open at 7:30. Tickets are $40?
Yes.
Okay.
A meal.
I was just going to say, anything coming
drinks
up?
Drinks
yes.
Now, what y'all don't know is that I came to it last year. I was there. They're looking at me with expectant faces. Y'all didn't have a fundraiser last year?
Not a dance.
Not a dance.
No, we had food. I remember food.
That's the only thing we had. Oh, we had a sow-sow.
Maybe that was the food I remember.
Yeah, we had a salsa, but not a dance, though.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's the first time that was the only fundraiser we had the salsa.
No, it's because Dr. Sumner also helps out with the Girl Guides.
Oh, maybe
they had
girls
something.
Guys. Those Girl Guides.
Okay, because I was going to say, if y'all had food like that, I need two tickets.
Girl Guides, but
tell us a little bit more about the impact of fundraising and what does that mean to your organization?
Mm. We have so many bills, because we are a nonprofit.
Right.
We're a nonprofit, but we want to give the best in everything that we do. So we need the monies. But you know, we also have a train-the-trainer program. Mm-hmm. You've heard of that.
Yes.
And Family Island, we also go to Family Islands. In fact, we've been to Eleuthera, Cat Island, Long Island.
We want to go all over the Bahamas now.
Okay, right.
And those we've been, are the three.
Only three.
Yes.
And what we've done is we've actually assessed children,
mm-hmm.
and we're hoping to assist the teachers on those islands in preparing programs for their children, creating what we call a toolkit.
Okay. Toolkits.
Yes.
No, it sounds like y'all are going to use these funds for lots of different things,
yeah.
ongoing initiatives, programs, expansion of a few others, as well as the transport. Do y'all know how much of a ticket to one of our southern islands? To go to Long Island right now is $313.
Yeah.
313.
That's right.
That's a lot of money,
that's
right?
Not transportation. Yeah.
And that's only the flight. That's not accommodation. Mm-hmm. That's not transport. Mm-hmm. And they're going to provide free training and resources. We actually had a question. So somebody's texting and saying, who are the judges for the competition and how is fairness and equitability ensured among the participants? I think they're talking about your literacy teacher of the year.
Yeah, so our literacy teacher of the year judges prefer to be a bit anonymous until the night of the gala. But however, they are not in any public or private school system, so it's very fair. We actually have a criteria for every component of the competition. So, for example, there's a component where the nominee would have to speak to what their impact in the classroom or their impact out of the classroom, which may weigh 20 or 30%. And so all of that is weighted. And basically, it's a quantitative type of competition, not just based on someone's interview or if you like how they did on the interview, etc. So everything is weighted, and the overall score guarantees the winner.
And of course, their portfolios.
Submit a portfolio.
Right. Okay. So they judge everything based on that submission.
Okay,
and
wonderful.
The interview, yes.
Hmm. So in our last 5 minutes, because time flies when you're having fun.
Yes. So much.
We want to talk just a little bit more about the fundraiser, but are there any other things that you'd like the public to know? And also, if there are teachers or maybe persons who are not teachers that may want to volunteer, how could they do that?
Oh, definitely. Ms. Cavella could definitely speak about the book club initiative that's coming up, the relaunch of that. And we also are providing students with community service. So if there are 10th, 11th, and 12th grade students that want to get community service hours for the Bahamas High School diploma, they can reach out to us to assist on Saturdays with our tutoring program as well, the book club.
Our book club, first of all, we have Meet the Authors, Meet the Young Authors.
Now, when you say young, what do you mean? Because I can be young at heart.
Not young at heart. Those students, we're mainly persons up to age 25.
And
25 and under.
Okay.
Those authors. And what we want them to do is we want them to, of course, bring their books along, read portions of their books, tell us how is it that you were able to, what caused you to write your book. And so on and so forth. Just share. I want them to share. And afterwards, we are going to have what we call a book review.
A book review.
Mm-hmm. And this, our very first book review, you know, I am pro-Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
So our very first book review will be Family Ties by Portia Sands.
Okay.
So all of those persons who plan to come to our book review, you need to get reading Family Ties. Yes,
right.
Family Ties by Portia Sands. And what we do is we discuss it, what impression it has made on you, what is it that you liked about it, what is it that you thought could have been done better.
Okay,
yeah,
opportunity
we're
for discussion.
Actually, yes.
I like that.
We're assessing. And in addition to that, what other books did that bring to mind?
Mm.
That is what we also want.
I think it's like planting
well.
The seed and trying to get the, what is it, the hunger for reading started.
Yes.
I like that. That's beautiful.
Yes, and it's recreational reading. Because, yes. You know, we read for all kinds of things.
Yeah, for work,
you know,
for school. Work,
yes, school.
Yes. I love reading.
Sometimes you don't want to read.
This is true. A lot of my lawyer friends say they do not like to read anymore. But that's where audiobooks come in, guys.
Yes.
Like, just let them play. Yes. There are different ways to get reading in. Now, we have 3 more minutes, but I also have to share something else just straight after I finish with you all. But tell us again about the event happening on next Saturday. Yeah. And then how could people get tickets? And can I pay at the door?
Oh, yes. Oh, and cool. Also, there was another point with the, we want pre-service teachers at like the university. You asked about volunteerism, and we would train them as well. So we are looking for them to come out as well.
Okay.
And even if they're not a teacher, and we can also vet persons who are not teachers to come and help us as well. And we provide that training as well.
Okay.
We're going to Finland as well. She forgot to mention that. Ooh. So we're actually going to travel by God's grace in October, a variety of teachers across the country. We're going off to Finland to learn about what they're doing.
I was just going to say, the Finnish educational system is impeccable.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. So tickets for the dance, for all of these initiatives, Ms. Cavella has dance tickets on her now.
Yes.
You can come and meet up with her, like now.
We're at Guardian Radio.
Radio on Carter Street.
Yes, the tickets on. And the dance is just, it's September. This is like, you know, just finished vacation. Like I said, you're coming to let your hair down. Yeah. You're coming to enjoy, relax, not worry about anything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be nice and dim light. You know, for those who like to dance in the dark, we have all that ambiance.
So I can bring my little tank?
Crew.
So we can find a corner?
Yeah, man.
I like that.
Bring your tank. Yes. Come on out and have a ball. We're going to have fun. It's going to be an amazing time.
Excellent.
Looking forward to as many persons supporting our dance, please.
Listen, it's for a great cause. The Bahamas Literacy Association has told you about how they were founded, what they're doing, why they're doing it, but also how they're impacting our young people, right? Reading is necessary. We want to increase our literacy rates inside our population, and honestly, they're doing the work that they should be applauded for on a daily basis. It's a thankless job. They are volunteers. And so we want to support them. So then again, ladies and gentlemen, the Bahamas Literacy Association is having a dance fundraiser happening next week, Saturday, at St. John's Auditorium right there. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $40. They're feeding you. They are feeding you, all right? They have drinks available as well. They're going to have games, prizes, surprises, everything. And again, all of your funds are going to a good cause, and they've told you all about that. So we want to say thank you again to Vice President Laquelle Johnson and Treasurer Sharon Scavella for joining us and representing the association so very well. Now, just before I end, because, you know, time flies when you're having fun, I just wanted to share that September is also Basic Education and Literacy Month for the Rotary Clubs all around the world. So the Rotary Club of South Ocean, under the theme Building Brighter Futures Through Literacy and Collaboration, we will be launching our Read Across the Bahamas in the presence of, and who will be doing the honor of, the Deputy Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and Minister of Education, Science and Technology, the Honorable Chester Cooper. So that's happening on this Thursday, September 3rd at the Balmoral Club. 6:30 is fellowship and 7 p.m. is the meeting. If you want to hear more about Read Across the Bahamas, but also learn more about how our government is building brighter futures through literacy and collaboration, come out to the Rotary Club of South Oceans meeting this coming Thursday. I'll post this on the page so you can have it. Thank you so much for tuning into the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9, and have a wonderful weekend and a blessed week coming up.